From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
For the week of February 27th, 2006, it is the PDGA Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks for joining us. And it's week two of our third season. As always, a bunch of stuff to talk about. Remember when you were a kid, did you get to go to camp and you did the swimming and the horseback riding and all that stuff? Well, can you imagine if you went to camp and you got to play disc sports every day plus do all that other stuff? Now you can at a place called Camp Discover U in northern Wisconsin. We're going to meet the owner and proprietor of that camp later in the show. Plus, Chris Sprague is our guest in the 60-second clinic. He's going to talk about his putting routine. We've got results from the Gentlemen's Club Challenge in Vegas and a preview of the upcoming St. Patrick's Classic Amateur Weekend in California. That and more is on the way on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com. The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra long glide will add D to your drives no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
The big guns were already warming up their barrels for the season this past weekend in Las Vegas at the Gentlemen's Club Challenge. Results coming your way beginning with the Masters Division. Dan O'Ginley going into this one says, I will win it. Well, you will if you can hang on through three, but he could not. Brad Hammack has a big third round, shoots a 63. That is good enough to give him a win by two. Dan Ginley will take second place, and California's Randy Amon takes third in the Masters. In the women's division, oh my, only two ladies in the Open. One of them was Juliana Corver, and you can guess she was a winner by a whole bunch over Aaron White, who takes second place for the ladies. And in the Open division, Barry Schultz, David Velberg, both very tough competitors. Velberg with a lead, well, after one, and then he would let it slip away. Barry Schultz is going to be your winner by five. David Velberg of Oregon takes second place. Stevie Rico of California takes third. That's how it went down at the Gentlemen's Club Challenge. Time now for the 60-second clinic. What is the most important thing in disc golf? Having fun. What is the most important thing to winning at disc golf? Well, the answer to that one is putting. And to talk about his putting routine is professional disc golfer and Iowa native Chris Sprague.
My putting routine, when I address a shot in real tournament play, the first thing I do is, before I ever get to the putt, I tell myself that it's going to look closer when I get there. It always looks closer when you get there, no matter what anxiety that you have about the upshot that you just threw. If you just tell yourself when you get there, visually, it's going to look closer when you establish, you know, your when you step behind your disc, your mini, the basket always looks closer. So that right there, kind of, it just kind of takes away any anxiety that you might have on the way to the hole, on the way to the putt. And then when I get there, I like to make sure that I like to clear my clothing, make sure I have good fluid motion. I don't like to have anything snagged while I'm putting, so I like to get my clothing properly, you know, loosened up. Usually just a shrug of the shoulders, kind of forward shrug to get the shirt up off the shoulders. And then from there, I don't take a lot of putting time. I just get comfortable, make sure I have a comfortable base. And after that, just make sure you paint the pole and follow through.
Iowa's Chris Sprague finished in fifth place last weekend at the Gentlemen's Club Challenge in Vegas.
Hi, this is Barry Schultz, and you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, remember when you were a kid and your parents were shipping you off to camp, and they're like, yes, 2 weeks without this kid, and you're like, oh, man, I don't want to go to camp. And then you got there, and you had all sorts of fun. You got to go canoeing and the craft projects and all that stuff. Well, can you imagine how much better your disc golf game would be now as an adult if you had gone to a camp that not only had all those good things, but also had an emphasis in disc sports? Such a camp now exists. It's called Camp Discover U at the Highbridge Hills Sports Complex in Highbridge, Wisconsin. Now, you may recognize the name. This is the big complex that went in recently, and last year they hosted the Mid-Nationals. And now we've got this great big camp that's going in there as well, so we wanted to learn more. And to do so, we tracked down the owner and proprietor of Camp Discover U. His name is John Jokinen.
Well, I started purchasing property here probably about 30 years ago, and I purchased it just for the normal reasons where you want to do hunting or snowmobiling or just go out in the woods. I was in the logging industry and the sawmill industry back then. So the purchasing of the property happened and evolved since the early 1970s. And it was just only a few years ago that we wanted to take and share the property with people in some way, shape, or form. So we had decided that we would probably do something with a ball golf course complex. But then through the process of my father-in-law being killed in a car accident, that everything changed. And the land stayed dormant for a while until I met a young fellow by the name of Brian Wally from Minneapolis, who was actually my nephew that was into disc golf in a big way. And he suggested coming over to look at the property and asked if I had an interest in disc golf at all, which I didn't know anything about. And Brian came over here and we walked the property, and the next thing he suggested was me getting a hold of a gentleman by the name of Chuck Kennedy and asked if Chuck could come over here. So he came over here, and in the winter of 2004, I bulldozed some trails through the snow, and took about 10 hours, and we just had Chuck come over here. He looked at the property, felt that it had all the dynamics to make an excellent disc golf course complex if we wanted to go that route. So we started designing courses in the middle of the winter, dead of the winter that year, just about 2 years ago. And ever since that, it's just been kind of history in the making, I guess. We decided that that was the way we wanted to go, to share the property with people. And since that time, the ideas have just continued to evolve towards the kids' camp and towards other things that we can do with the property, just to have it as a kind of a disc golf haven or a disc golf mecca and a playground for people that are interested in frisbee sports.
So at this point, you have five complete championship caliber courses on the property with plans for two more. You have, what, cabins, you've got ultimate fields, you've got areas for guts, you just got the whole shebang going.
Actually, there are five courses here. Four of the courses are championship caliber play. The fifth course right now is what we call our learning course. And we are in the process of building two more courses here, number six and number seven, this winter. I like doing the building in the wintertime. And so we're building those two courses this winter to hope to have those in play either later this year in the fall or for sure the following year, 2007. And then we do have three more courses planned. So we're looking to hopefully top out at 10 full 18-hole courses here on the property. And that's really what our goal is to have, I guess, enough playing field here for disc golf. And the ultimate fields are going to be developed actually this summer here now. And the cabins are in the process of being developed right now. And we're also looking at just a number of other amenities that will go along with the program here to give the disc golfers and the traveling disc golf public as much comfort as we can give them.
Now, this past week, John, you announced the Camp Discover U. Tell me about that.
Well, Camp Discover U is, of course, it's all about kids of all ages. I don't think there's any age limit to it. So what we're looking for is we wanted to develop, as long as the courses here have been developed in such a way that they are good learning courses as well as good playing courses, I wanted to personally reach out to the disc golf public and let them know that we're going to take it a step further for all the people that are enjoying disc golf now. Why not get their kids into it in a way that they can learn professionally and they can play on some of the best courses in the world? So we just decided that we want to take and work with a camp called Camp Discover U, which is really about you as a kid discovering what there is in life, not only from the disc golf point of view, but also from the fact that we're going to be working with the kids in good food nutrition, a good exercise program, and other adventure and sports activities that they can participate in so that they can really discover within themselves who they are. And hopefully they'll take that learning experience into life as they grow and mature and and I guess ultimately take and look at being in disc golf for the rest of their life to stay both in a good physical and a mental healthy shape for years to come. You know, I always felt that if you can mix the two together, you always feel a lot better when you can accomplish that.
So if I am a parent and I want to send my child or my children to Camp Discover You, this isn't just, you know, get up in the morning, eat breakfast, and then go out and play Frisbee. There's a whole bunch of activities going on.
Right, and we're working with Northland College here, a local college up in Ashland, Wisconsin here. They're probably the leading environmental college in the nation. I've just gotten a lot of support from those folks up there in the concept of what we're trying to put together here. And really what we're trying to do is we're trying to be positive with our facility here, with what we have here, and then we're looking to work with the kids around the community up here, like around Ashland up here. Our ultimate is going to be played right on some of the college playing fields and some of the high school playing fields right up in Ashland, only a walk away from the dormitories and the eating facility that we're working with the college. And then we're also working with another camp close by to us called Camp Eagle Ridge. And Camp Eagle Ridge is a camp that's been around for many, many years, and they have excellent people, and they're going to work with us to develop our camp because they want to participate in a lot of the disc golf activities that we have here. So we're working with people from all walks of life that have, you know, the expertise to guarantee parents and kids that they're going to have a fun time, a safe time, an exciting time. And they will be involved in other things other than just the disc golf. It's like I said in the beginning, we're trying to get them into a good eating program, a good food nutritional program, a good exercise program, and then a lot of outdoor adventure from bird watching to stargazing. We're going to go on field trips and hikes. We're going to go to the fish hatcheries up here. Some of the kids may go on the lake here and explore the sea caves up here with some qualified instructors and qualified people. So it's almost limitless as to what we can do here. But the main thing is we're taking what nature has given us here, including our property and some of the surrounding amenities that are just so unique to northern Wisconsin, that we can enable kids to participate in and partake of. And hopefully those amenities that they go around and search around our area here will draw them back here to play disc golf too in the future.
If I have kids, I can send them off to you for a week or two, and you will provide all the room and the board and the activities and all that. But what if I wanted to take my family on vacation and come in and stay there at Camp Discover You? Is that something that can happen as well?
Yes, it is. We do have rustic camping here where a person can come here and camp. Like I said, we're in the process of getting some cabins built here. And I think as time goes by, that's exactly what we want to do. We would like to take for the parents to come up here if they want to have a summer vacation. But if they just can't do it at the time and the kids want to come up here, and the kids want to come here on their own, they're going to be in a good safe haven. They're going to have a lot of expert disc golf instruction that's going to be given. And obviously, if people want to come up here and camp out at our facility or come to our local Copper Falls State Park, there's camping there. There's a number of ways they can come up here and enjoy it, you know, either on their own or in supervised instruction.
Now, John, I know that you are headed off to Phoenix tomorrow on Tuesday to attend the annual Spring PDGA Board Summit meeting, and there you are going to pitch to have the Worlds come next year to Highbridge. What do you think your chances are there, and tell us a little bit more about what that experience might be like.
Well, we feel with the golf courses that we have here for playing disc golf that they speak for themselves. We feel we've got the amenities in working with our local college here and also with a local ski complex here called Whitecap Ski Mountain here. And we're working with both of those businesses here to provide adequate housing and food services to make the stay very comfortable for people that would like to come up here and play our courses. And we feel that having the Worlds up here would be great for the sport, and that the players would have a real challenge, and they'd get to see a part of the world that maybe a lot of them have never been at. I think our chances are, from what I'm understanding, that they're good. But, you know, I guess that's up to the TDGA board to decide, obviously.
Last year, you hosted the Mid-National Championships, and that event is coming back to High Bridge this year. What do the players think?
Well, all the emotion that went into it last year and all the feedback that I got from it personally was that it was well-liked. It was the first year, and mind you, it was the first year that I've ever been involved in disc golf. I think we did the best we could at that time. I think it was well-enjoyed. But with any venture that you go into the first time, you always have to be open to suggestions and ideas to make it, you know, better or as equally as good for the second year. And we're taking in all into consideration all the input and the feedback that we got with I thought was very, very positive, and it was very forthcoming, and we're looking forward to this year to have the second annual event here. We think it's going to be a good event, and everything that we've taken into consideration, I think will show up with the end result here. I just want everybody to know that's involved in disc golf that, you know, our arms are and our minds are open to the general disc golf public to take ideas and concepts that people have to make this the best facility in the world. That's what we're striving for. We have the heart and the minds of the disc golfers in play for the whole project here, and I just hope that we can make it an enjoyable experience for people. And I think, you know, through this whole process, I've been learning a lot about disc golf, and really, there's been a lot of players and a lot of people locally here in and when I say locally, and I mean Wisconsin and Minnesota, that have helped out. Chuck Kennedy, DG by Design, has done a lot for us here, and there's been a lot of other people that have helped out here. I just publicly would like to thank everybody for all the support and help that we've gotten, and just let the public know and the people know throughout the United States and the world that we're trying to make this for them, and we welcome their support and their help any way they can give it to us.
John Jokinen, thanks for spending some time with us, and good luck in your meetings in Phoenix.
I appreciate the time.
We've been speaking with John Jokinen, the owner and proprietor of Camp Discover U at the High Bridge Hills Sports Complex in High Bridge, Wisconsin. For more information about the camp and the complex itself, go to the web. They're at campdiscoveru.com. That's CampDiscoverU, as in the letter U, .com. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. We've got a big event coming up for the West Coast AMs. It's the St. Patrick's Classic in Orangevale, California, Saturday and Sunday, March 11th and 12th. Jim Oates is an official with the event.
Started in 91. We became part of the NorCal Series in 93. And it's been the state championships since 93 for the amateurs. It's been a super tour, I want to say, since probably when they started doing super tours, which was about 97, 98, something like that. So, yeah, it's been a very good event for the Orangevale community and for Sacramento, for our disc golf club and our promotion. So it's been a great tournament. They played two different courses. We set up a course in an old wooded area that the course originally was in, and we make an 18-hole, very short technical course testing the amateur skills in short drives, approaches, and putting. And then on the regular course, they'll find a lot of mature oaks, defined fairways, many of them thinner fairways as compared to some of the Midwest courses, you know, the Arizona courses and such. There's a creek that runs through the entire course that comes into play on at least half the holes. So that's a big factor. But the courses never looked better. We formed a club about 2 years ago, and we've steadily had over 200 members renew every year, and it's just been going really well. So a lot of improvements to our course.
Jim Oates is a tournament official with the St. Patrick's Classic AM event coming up March 11th and 12th in Orangevale, California. The 2006 PDGA National Tour gets kicked off this weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's the Memorial, presented by Discraft. Ams and pros alike are welcome, although if you're not pre-registered, you are going to be a spectator. Other big happenings this weekend in Spotsylvania, Virginia, it's the L'Oreal Challenge. Ams are playing on Saturday, pros on Sunday. In Coconut Creek, Florida, it's the annual Sizzler. Congrats on 13 years of that event. Columbia, South Carolina, hosting the Earlwood Classic. It's the Ben Garin Blowout in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And the Can You Y Co. in Bonner Springs, Kansas, this weekend. Hope to see you at one of those events. And finally this week, I didn't think this early in the season we'd have to contact the Department of Corrections, but alas, it's true. Here's what I said last week. Kickoff for the 2006 season, it is the memorial presented by Discraft on the 31st, that's Friday, February 31st, running through the 2nd of March. And the tournament...
Now, I got the days right. Yeah, Friday through Sunday, but, well,
if there were such a thing as February 31st, it might have been correct. But, no, I sometimes use my notes, and sometimes I don't. And the memorial is this weekend, March 3rd through the 5th. And we got another one of those great newsletters from the PDGA's Terry Calhoun this week. And one of the things that was mentioned was Disc Golf Live. This is a television show, if you're not familiar with it. A television show that is created, and then you contact the show, say, send me a copy. You get a copy, then you take it down to your local community access channel, and they put it on. And it's really cool, right? So we're going into season three of this, and Joe Wander is the guy behind it all. And holy cow, it's already in 33 markets across the United States. And we're going to talk to Joe Wander later on in the season and continue to see how it's going. But right now, you should go to the website, discgolflive.com, and get some more information on that fine, fine media outreach program. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of February 27th for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsor this week, Innovate Champion Disc. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.